Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Well, a new report has found that nearly 100 illegal immigrants on the terror watch list were released into the U.S. under the Biden-Harris administration. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas refuses to say we are safer now than before 9/11. And every day, the Biden-Harris administration refuses to act. Our country becomes even more vulnerable. With us now to walk us through the report is Numbers USA Research Director Eric Rourke. Eric, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Thanks very much for having me.
So 100 illegal immigrants, and we don't call them anything but what they are on this show. So 100 illegals on the terror watch list have been released into the U.S. in the last 3.5 years. And that's the ones we know about, right, Eric?
Right, and that's the people that we who are on the list, who have been identified as such, who are released into the United States. And that's this. The administration is they have a list of people, and you know, I always make this point: most people who are coming across that border are coming for jobs,
right?
And but
it's still illegal, but.
That's not grounds for admission, right? Wanting to have a job in the United States is not grounds for admission. But people who are coming here who are on the terror watch list, or who may be members of criminal gangs, are being released into the United States because the border, maybe it's not open in the sense that not every single person is getting in, but most people are getting into this country, including the people who want to do us harm. And that's the problem that we, you know, any illegal immigration is a problem. But it's open. It's an open border.
So here's the question: if they're on the terror watch list, if they were flying into LaGuardia, or heck, if they were flying into Eisenhower here in Wichita, they'd pop up. I mean, we would have known it. So why are they, when they're crossing, and we're obviously know that they've come across, why aren't we catching them at the border and then stopping them?
That's a good question. And the answer is because the volume of people who are coming across the border illegally is so high that the Border Patrol and the Border Patrol, the agents are trying their best, but they can only vet people according to what information that they have, and they can only do their job so well according to how many people are coming over the border. And their job, they're tasked with securing the border. That's what they sign up for. Now they're tasked with processing people as quickly as possible.
And humanitarian tasks, too, as I understand it. They're also tasked with giving them food and water and medical care and all that kind of stuff. Stuff that is not should not be their responsibility.
Their responsibility is to secure the border.
Right.
But now their responsibility is to process people as quickly as possible in the United States, including people who are on the terror watch list or who are perhaps have criminal backgrounds. This is the situation. If you show up at the border and you say to the Border Patrol, this is who I am, they have to take your word for it and they have to release you. And so there are gotaways, and you've mentioned that earlier. Most people who are coming aren't coming here to commit crimes.
Right.
Those who are probably going around the ports of entry into the United States. But even those who show up in the system, Border Patrol has no choice other than to let them into the United States. That's the policy. And that's
the
thing
problem.
We have to understand. That's the policy that's in place.
In June, 8 suspected Islamic State group members from Tajikistan were arrested in 3 major U.S. cities after crossing the southern border illegally. This was followed by news that Department of Homeland Security has identified over 400 people who crossed into the U.S. illegally after being brought to the border by an Islamic State group-affiliated human smuggling operation, and more than 50 remain at large. So they know they're here, but are they even trying to catch these guys, or they're just like, well, we know they're here. Hopefully they don't do anything. Cross your fingers. I mean, what are they doing about it?
Crossing your fingers and hope that you get them. And there was the acting director of ICE said, well, you know, they come to the border. We don't have information on them. We let them go. If they are red flag once they're here, then we can identify them. And hopefully, this is his words, hopefully we can get them. So you're right. It's crossing your fingers and hope that the people who are here who have been released into the United States, we can get them before they do harm to Americans.
So in other words, hopefully they speed or get caught for some petty something or other before they commit the terrorist act that they're probably sent here to commit in the first place.
Well, that seems to be the approach. And this is the way I would put it. It's the cost of doing business. They want a continual flow of lower wage workers coming into the United States. And so the smuggling, the trafficking, the potential terrorism, the national security threat, is the cost of doing business to this administration.
Well, you say they want lower cost labor. I'm also going to say they want future Democrat voters. So let's be honest here. We're talking with Numbers USA Research Director Eric Rourke. Eric, according to one ICE official, he said, quote, we have individuals that are coming across the border, and sometimes there's just no information on these individuals. Yet the administration is still allowing them to enter while they wait years to be processed. 2 million apprehensions by the end of this year and 1.9 million gotaways is the current numbers that they're estimating. And yet Kamala Harris is going around saying we have secure borders. Now she's flip-flop, says she wants to build a wall. You know, Mayorkas is telling everybody the border's secure. You got 2 million apprehensions. I mean, this is a joke.
It is. And, I want to reassert, Numbers USA is a nonpartisan organization.
Yeah, we know.
But that doesn't mean we don't recognize reality, which is the border has been wide open. And so Kamala Harris is saying, she's saying two things. One, I've never been the border czar.
Whatever.
But I've been tough on the border.
Right.
And even if, you're the worst anti-Trump person, no one believes that Donald Trump would be less strict on the border, right? And that's the thing about politicians is, how long can you deny reality? to the American people? How long will the American people accept the fact that the border's open? I don't think Kamala Harris's argument that she's tough on the border is going to sell, but that's not for me to say. But what I can tell you is that probably 8 to 10 million people, most likely, have come across that border and are in the United States under this administration.
Wow.
That's a huge challenge to deal with. And I don't know if we're ever going to have an administration who would deal with it, but that's what we have to deal with. What are we going to do about that? That's what the American people have to, we have to have a conversation. We can't say to ourselves, the argument about how we're going to proceed with legal immigration can't happen until we have a secure border, until we set limits, until we enforce those limits.
That's scary right there, brother. I appreciate you again for joining us, my friend. If folks want to read some, you've got some great data. And again, your organization is strictly a data-driven organization. It's who I go to when I'm looking for actual facts on this issue. It's numbersusa.com, correct?
That is correct. Numbersusa.com.
Eric, I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today. Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.